Okay, my best yes is keeping connected, because I feel that throughout social media, you can keep in contact with like your family and your friends that are long distances away and like overseas and stuff. But even if they're in the same country as you, like you're still chatting with them and like you're like keeping up to date. Yeah, okay. And then my best no's is the drama that happens on social media, because like if something was to get passed around that's on like a chat, and you can't really tell them how you're feeling or talk to them properly on message, like you have to talk to them in person. So then like you have to talk to them in person. So like if like people are fighting on chats, you know, it just makes it like super hard and like uncomfortable, and yeah.
Okay, so my best yes is that it helps you find people with the same interest as you. So like if you don't know anyone that has the same interest, like if you like broccoli or something, and then you find someone with the same interest as you, and you can become really close friends with them. My best no is addiction, because you might like be on your phone way too much. And you may be on your phone even in school, and that's really bad. So yeah.
Okay, your turn.
So my best yes is that you can like think of what you're gonna say just towards someone if you need like advice or something. And then my best no is that it can also give you the wrong information for that particular situation or something like that, and also serve as a distraction.
My best yes is like you're able to stay in touch with people overseas. So whether you have like families or friends in like I don't know, halfway across the world, then like you can still contact them. My best no is you'll get so used to like just texting that like texting your friends that you won't really know how to actually socialize with people in real life without your phone. So yeah.